And welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. We are broadcasting from the Ladies Night Out for Heart Health at Eastside Medical Center. And joining us here at our broadcast booth is Trent Lynn. He's the CEO of Eastside Medical Center. And also Eric Wheeler and Clarence Pinkston. And Clarence, go ahead and give me your title and what you do here at Eastside.
Clarence Pinkston, manager of cardiac cath lab at Eastside Medical.
And Eric, you are the administrative director of cardiovascular services here.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Very impressive title.
Tell him the wording.
Trent, talk about your team here. You got two of your top executives right here. You've got a great team here at Eastside, don't you?
Yeah, we're really proud of the team we put together here for our cardiac services. Nothing but the best. A group that's committed to the care and improvement of human life. And, you know, they start and end their day every day with focusing on heart health and our community and how we create a better environment. Healthy living is kind of the focus for tonight. But certainly, if a patient is in need of any kind of interventional services, this is the team you want to care for you.
Talk about what's going on tonight.
Yeah, so this is our ladies' night out. So kind of ironic that you have three guys here being interviewed at Ladies Night Out, but obviously we're smart men, but here, no, really to focus on women's health when it comes to heart care, because that's one of the deadliest diseases. Number one killer for women is the potential of heart disease, and so we're here to hopefully prevent heart disease in women.
Eric, talk about the cardiovascular department here and what makes you guys top-notch.
Our admin team is top-notch. We're able to provide everything from diagnostic cardiac procedures, EKGs, echoes, stress, even up to the cath lab. We're able to do heart caths. We're able to do emergency caths, those STEMIs. People come in with a heart attack. We're able to go in there with our physicians and our call team. We're on call every minute that we're not here on the premise. We have a 30-minute window to get back, take care of the patient that's having a heart attack. You know, time is muscle, so the faster we can get that taken care of, the better off the outcome will be.
You've got the latest technology and the top-of-the-line equipment, but what really makes it stand out for me is the customer service and the customer care. It's personalized for every patient that comes through.
Yes, everybody is their own individual, so obviously the healthcare has to be tailored to that person. What procedure will be best? What device would be best for that patient based on their comorbidities or their lifestyle, their age? I mean, there's so many factors there that our staff and our physicians are able to tailor the care of that patient to.
Clarence, you see it every single day. What is it that stands out in your mind that makes this one of the best?
Well, one of the things that me personally I look at is we get immediate gratification in what we do. You know, folks can come in and they can be hurting and having a heart attack, and then, you know, less than an hour later they're feeling good and able to, you know, smile and be happy that they can carry on. So I think that's the biggest thing for me, is getting immediate gratification.
I've got these two guys here, so I'm going to ask you a question with Trent sitting at the end of the table. I've known Trent now for about 2 years.
Yeah.
What is it about Trent Lynn that makes you guys excited to come work every day? This is your chance to get even or be nice.
I think I'm gonna choose to be nice now. Honest. So when I came and interviewed and immediately when I came into to staffing here, I noticed that Trent has a relation with every staff member on campus. Walking the halls with them, you can't carry on a straight conversation with him because he will stop and speak to everybody passing by.
Fair enough.
So that is that's just amazing to know that from the absolute most senior person at this facility will stop a conversation with you and speak to whoever's passing by. Ask about kids, ask about their spouse. So this gentleman here knows about his family here at Eastside.
And I'd have to reiterate that. I think this is the first place I've ever worked where personally I feel like the senior team knows me. And you know, it's more of a family feel. And I think that's the biggest thing for me that stood out being here at Eastside.
I'm not going to mention any other places, but I've been to places where you never see a CEO. You talk about your leadership style, Trent.
I mean, at the end of the day, these are the guys and you know, and the employees that they support that make it happen every day. They're the ones at the bedside. They're the ones by the procedural table. They're making a difference. They're saving lives, literally, every day. And so the least I can do is get to know them, get to know their teams, and thank them for what they do, because without them, you know, our community wouldn't be what it is, and our organization wouldn't be what it is. So, and for their nice comments, they're going to both get their bonuses this year. So thanks, guys.
events like this too. You guys do a lot of things in the community like this. You're giving back all the time.
Yeah, that's what it's about. I mean, at the end of the day, again, I mean, our jobs is to put individuals like Dr. Sims out of business so that our community is healthy and doesn't need a cardiologist. But unfortunately, the fact is that, again, cardiac disease is a silent killer a lot of times. And so to have these guys literally on speed dial to be able to step in the times of need when it's most unexpected is a real blessing to our community.
Clarence, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Eric, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure, sir.
Trent, thank you very much.
Mike, thank you.
All right, and we'll be back with more here at Eastside Medical Center after this.